And you might say you live in a frame what?
House.
Okay. Are there the kinds around here?
Well, there's brick and veneer. I guess that's some kind.
Okay.
Most of them are asbestos siding. This is a brick veneer house. Yeah.
This one is. Our big building behind the house where hay is stored and cattle are housed is called what?
Barn.
Okay, the building you store corn in is what?
Crib, corn.
Okay, what do you call a building or part of a building where you store grain?
Granary.
Okay, and can you describe what a granary would look like?
Well, a granary usually is in a barn. It's got a tight floor in it and build up where it can't drain things.
Well, nothing can get
granary will now be a concrete thing built out of wood and have them on the ground. I mean,
right down close
right
to
it. On the ground. I don't know. Right on. Hard ground.
All right, the upper part of the barn is called what?
Well, a loft. Hay loft.
Okay, are there any other places where you might store hay in a barn?
Hay loft.
Okay, if too much hay is gathered to get into the barn, how is it kept outside?
Well, in stacks, hay stacks.
Okay. And what is what they call a place you put hay that has four poles and a sliding roof? Have you ever seen one like that?
I don't think so. I guess I've seen them before.
They might call it a hay barrack.
I never heard
of that. Never heard of that. Okay, when you first cut the hay, what do you do with it?
Well, you cure it on the ground.
Okay, do you know any names for small piles of hay wrecked up in the field?
Hay rick, hay stacks, hay row, I mean row of hay.
Okay.
And rake with a rake, you know, the pile that then you
can. You call it a?
Call that a rick, I reckon. No, I mean you can call that a rick.
That's one of the words that
I've done
some people use. Hey,
I've done it enough to how we hear it.
Out on the farm, where would you keep your cows?
Using pasture.
Okay, do you have a special shelter for them to get under when it's raining? What would you call that?
Cow shed.
Okay. And what do you call a place where you would keep your horses?
Stall. Horse stables and stalls.
Okay, now besides the barn, do you have a special place where you can keep the cows and milk them inside?
Dairy.
Alright, and what if you were going to milk them outside? Where would that be? What would you call the area that you kept them in?
Barn lot.
Okay. And where would you keep your hogs and pigs?
In sties or pens. Pens, usually.
Did you raise the hogs?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you have shelter or was it open?
Well, I guess I raised them both ways. But up on this farm we had a modern, pretty modern hog raising. That concrete floor and, you know, top kid watch the farm, things like that. I don't think that's enough.
Where did people used to keep their milk and butter before we had refrigerators?
Keep it in springs or cellars. Stick. Storm cellars.
Okay. What place, what's the word for a cattle farm? In the milk cattle farm?
Dairy.
Okay. What do you call a place around the barn where you might let the cows, mules, and other animals walk around?
Barn lot.
Okay, what would you call the place where you let them go out to graze?
Well, pasture.